All right, we're outside the Building 99 Fab Lab. I'm here with Daniel Robbins, a UX designer at Microsoft. Daniel, tell us what you're doing here.
Hi, good morning. I am building this crazy vehicle with the help of some great friends. This is for the Burning Man Arts Festival, which is held every year in the Nevada desert. What we are doing is we are transforming this very strange step van into a shape that will evoke the conning tower or sail of a submarine. So imagine this thing driving through the desert, looking like just the top of a submarine sticking out of the sand.
And have you been to Burning Man before?
Yes, I've been about 5 times.
And what gave you the idea for this?
Well, ever since I was a child, I just loved submarines and underwater and the idea of small enclosed spaces where you felt safe in a harsh environment.
And what's going to be on the inside of this?
So on the inside, I have a friend and coworker named Melissa who is designing a very interesting environment.
So Dan asked me to work on the interior design of the truck back in November of last year. And being a UX designer that always do digital projects, I thought this would be a great way to expand my design skills. We did a lot of research on small interiors and how do you make sure that a small interior looks actually bigger than what it is. So we're using a lot of translucent materials or opaque materials with backlighting. So as I was doing that research, I came up with a mood board. I put up a lot of pictures. I looked at interiors of real submarines, small spaces, or just, you know, restaurants or other spas or a restaurant that's underwater. So the idea with the interior is that people feel that they're underwater, so we have the wave shapes on the top, and we have the porthole so that they feel that they're inside a submarine. We put some Fresnel lenses on the porthole so that people have a distorted view of the outside because we don't want them to be too distracted by what's going on the outside of the truck. And after I did the mood board, I did a little model that's actually 10 times smaller than the actual truck. So I did that on cardboard. So I had my layered waves in there. I had the little portholes. I had planning for a space for people to sit in, space for people for us to use as storage. And that's how this came to fruition.
So Burning Man is a very loud, crazy, sensory overload environment. And what we're trying to do on the inside is create a very calm, smooth and serene and clean environment. So what Melissa is doing is using some high-tech materials, some common materials to make a space that feels very different from the rest of Burning Man.
So how long have you been working on this?
I've been working on this since about September.
And how long do you think it's going to take? Probably right up to the event?
Including at the event, I'm sure. There will be on-site modifications and fixes throughout the event.
And you're going to be driving it there?
That is our plan and hope, that we will be able to drive it there, drive it around on the playa at 5 miles an hour all day and all night, and then drive it back.
And what's involved in making a street-legal submarine conning tower?
So I did a lot of research on the Washington state law about what it takes to be on the street. So I learned about bumper heights and the windshield and other protrusions. So if you look carefully, you'll notice that most of the structure, the frame, actually folds down. That took a lot of time to engineer, a lot of time to make it. It would have been a lot easier if I didn't have to do it, but this is my only vehicle, so I need to be able to drive it. So in general, it needs to have a windshield, bumper, and lights, and can't be past a certain height and width.
So now that you're this far along, what have you learned about the scope of the project?
I've learned it's really important to have a great team and get that team as early on as you can. It's also really important to buy a truck that's more reliable than this truck. What I've also learned, and this has been validated throughout the entire project, is planning is really, really important. So I've done a ton of work using CAD software to design almost every aspect of this. I've used SkyDrive to upload files and share them with other people and various other social networking things to get feedback. It's also really important to have a supportive family and wife, because I've been spending about one day a week on this, and that's a real hit to the family, but it's been really great for the long term, and I really appreciate that. And I've also learned that it's really great to find amazing places that have materials that they're going to throw them away. Some of the materials in this truck have been recovered from various facilities at my place of work. Others have been found through Craigslist and Freecycle and Goodwill and things like that.
Great. Well, we can't wait to see the pictures from Burning Man. Thanks for talking to us about this
today. Thank you very much. Have a great day.